Hello. So it's been a good couple of days of working on my school project. And the way I tend to work is a lot of my work is in my head. I know what my problems are. I know what's blocking me. I know what, like, I'm trying to work out. And then eventually the picture of how to work all the things out comes clear to me. And that's usually when I'm in a really good alignment and like the timing is right for whatever reason. I don't always know why the timing is right, but and I know it is because like the pictures just come really clear to me. And so yesterday I was sitting down to this and I was like, I really want to figure out all the things. Like, I have my overarching business with my friends called Lamaskar.com. And that's like a community of it's a lot of yoga and breath work and things of more of this kind of, I don't want to say spiritual, but more of like that, that realm, yoga world. And my school, I want to include that, but I didn't want it to be only that. So it's kind of like trying to figure out how to fit it in without it being all of it, you know. So I was wrestling with this stuff for a long time. And then finally I was like, I see the pictures. So I'm going to explain it to you all. And you can, you know, decide if you want to be part of it in some way. Or send your students to me. I am thinking this is eventually going to grow into all ages. But for now, I'm going to be looking at like teens and young 20s, probably. And they're going to be tiers, levels. So the first level will be just a monthly group, a life coaching group. So we'll have a theme of the month, and it's going to be based around life skills because that's going to be the goal of the school is going to be like, you know, the kids developing, you know, how to cook with good nutrition and, you know, things like that. Financial planning, you know, whatever. There's going to be all kinds of different things there. But so the first one would be a life coaching group where 2 hours a week, live question and answer, and like a class on the theme of the week. So if they're teaching nutrition, I'm going to teach relationships with food. How do we look at what our relationship with food is? And I'm not going to focus so much on the nutrition aspect as the, well, you eat this food, it makes you feel cruddy. Maybe we shouldn't eat it kind of thing. So that'll be a certain level. It'll be X dollars a month. And you'll have access to those classes, the live classes, question and answer, come in and ask whatever life coaching type question you have. And I'll answer it live on that. That's going to be great. That's going to be like super affordable, not a ton of time commitment. But that'll be, you know, lots of learning, lots of processing going on in that one. And then the next level up will be what I'm calling an after-school program. I don't know what I'm going to name it yet, but for now, like all that stuff will come to me when it's time. But for now, I'm looking at it as an after-school enrichment program. So it'll be like a resume builder for kids who want to work, but, you know, they don't have much in the way of job skills to put on there yet. So we're going to be building job skills. So my overall project of the homeschool part, which I'll talk about in a minute, and this is going to be a project management program. The kids are going to look around their community, their home, their family, their friends, whatever, and see a problem, find a problem. And they're going to create something to work on that problem. So maybe they see that there's like a, what we call a food desert. Like they don't have a lot of fresh food. So they're going to research how to help people turn their yards into little gardens. And they're going to help teach people. And so they're going to look for grants and they're going to learn how to garden in their climate and they're going to, all that stuff. So that'll be, but they'll be the project managers. We will support them. We'll help them connect with resources. We'll help ask the right questions to get them looking in the right direction. We'll help guide. We'll do brainstorming as group. You know, the other kids will do like a think tank type situation where they'll just brainstorm ideas, all that stuff. So that'll be the project management group. that's really the crux. That's where the real deep, good, solid learning is going to happen as far as I'm concerned. It's very project-based. It's in there, getting in your community, solving problems, doing some awesome things. It's a win-win. I love win-win businesses. And so ultimately, my goal is for those kids to either just, you know, learn what they're good at, and hone what they're good at, and then figure out what they like doing. You know, some will be natural leaders and some will be, you know, kind of on the back end of things. Either one is fine, but I want kids to really discover what it is they're good at and be able to market themselves that way and kind of create their lives around whatever that may be. So if they want to go to college after this, they can use the skills that we're building in this to really beef up their college applications and be like, look, I helped 300 families turn their yards into gardens, and we produced a ton of vegetables or whatever. I don't even know. I'm making that up. Something like that, or, you know, whatever. All kinds of cool projects will come from that. So that'll be the crux of that second tier, but they'll also get the life coaching skills class that I just mentioned before. And then they're also going to get access to the life skills class of the month. Each month we're going to have a life skills class. I mentioned nutrition. I was just talking to a friend today who's really, really good at creating really nice meals on a budget, but that are really healthy and nutritious and full of love. And so she's going to work together something to like how to create healthy meals on a budget that taste great, you know, and teach the kids how to, you know, what to look for, how to balance meals and things like that. And then some basic cooking skills. And then the next month might be financial planning, or the next month might be gardening, or, you know, composting, things like that. So each month there'll be an important life skill that the kids can learn about. It'll be also in line with what we're talking about in the life skills or life coaching class, like I mentioned, and they'll have access to those as well. And then the ultimate will be the the full homeschool, which I'm calling Outside the Box Academy. And that will be, there'll be curriculum, math, science, English, and history. And that will be for, you know, any of the kids who are still traditionally college bound, but then they'll also have the project management program. They'll also have the life coaching skills program. They'll also have the class available to them. So there's different tiers. And really, like I said, the crux of it is doing that project management thing, because I really think that's where a lot of the, you're putting what you learn in a traditional school into practice in your real world, but able to solve problems and able to create solutions, which I think is what's missing a lot of the time in a lot of traditional school settings. And so I'm really, really hopeful and excited. And how I see this growing, like I'm putting together my long-term, like my business plan with a 5-year goal in it today. And I was looking at the 5-year goal as doing like a level one. So this first year will be level one. And then if the kids in level one say, hey, I was really into the gardening stuff, I want to go do more of that, when they get to level two next year, they can pick and choose. They can say, I want to take all gardening, composting, reusable materials, how to build simple structures. You know, they can choose the classes they want to take that benefit their direction. It's kind of like a major in college, right? But they're going to be majoring in this skill, whatever the skill may be. And then level three, maybe they take on a leadership role and they start mentoring kids in level one. And so I want to see this grow into a school that embraces everybody who's in it. I want my teachers to grow and build and create new classes. And I want my students to get good at things and decide they want to be part of it. And I want them to become teachers, and I want them to become mentors, and I want them to become life coaches or whatever the things that they are good at. I want them to be able to add to this school, this business, this creation, this community, and help develop it into something even better and greater, and working together as a whole community. I want to keep as much of it in-house with the people that come through our doors in whatever capacity, whether one of my employees, one of my instructors, one of my volunteers, my students, the students' parents. I want all of them to become part of this community in a way that grows holistically and naturally, in a way that really does help everyone and the communities we're involved in. At some point, I would love to create this into online, or not just online, but in-person communities. At first, now it'll be online, but maybe at some time we'll have 10 or 12 families in Las Vegas, where I used to live, and then we can create some kind of community project there, and then whatever. I could see it expanding into beautiful things like that, and that's nice to be able to see growth, but also know what your starting point is. I tend to see the big picture and then struggle to get down to day one, but I'm at day one now. I really have a very clear picture of day one, and so the business plan is being written today, and I feel uplifted and joyful without having, like, sometimes I'll get like manic energy when I get excited about something, but then I know that's not like in control. This feels much more balanced. Like, yes, I can see how this starts. I can see how to share it with people. I can see that it benefits everyone. I love the tier idea because it doesn't leave people out who can't necessarily afford the full homeschool, or, you know, families who are like, heck no, I'm not homeschooling my teenager. It also isn't necessarily school. So my 23-year-olds, you know, who graduated but don't really know what they want to do yet with their lives, that's a perfect place for them too, to come in and share and hone their skills and things. So I'm really, really excited about it, but I hope this sounds of interest to any of you. I'm going to, at this point, because I'm honing in on all the business cred. I'm not as good at like focusing everything in one place for business. So I'm actually going to give you my personal email if you want to reach out to me, because I think it's time to really start talking about these things. But my personal email, coglebay@yahoo.com. Feel free to reach out to me there. I check that daily. I have like 47 different emails of things I've started over the years, and it all is culminating in this big project. Everything I've created has been leading to this, and that's why it feels so good to me right now, because it's like I've pulled all the bits and pieces of all the things I'm interested in, and it's not all, it seemed like a lot of it wasn't necessarily in alignment with each other, but it is. That's life. I love salsa dancing and I love hiking, and both of those are wonderful additions to life, and both things I can bring into my day and enrich lives with. So please join me. Please reach out if you have questions or if you're excited about it. I don't have a website yet. That's what I need to pawn off on somebody. So if anybody's like really good at putting beautiful ideas onto electronic forms, please reach out. Maybe we could do a trade. I'm really looking to do those kind of things because I don't want to spend hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours learning and doing something that is not my highest joy nor my skill set. I would much rather allow someone who that is their skill set to do that, and then, you know, give of them in return. So I love the communal aspect of it. I love the growth potential of it. I love that I can be giving and sharing with so many of the people I love in my life. I immediately reached out to my best friend and was like, I want you to teach a class. And, you know, and she's like, it actually sounds really cool. And she's one that doesn't really necessarily want to work, because she's, you know, very busy providing for, you know, being a mom and taking care of her kids in that way. And this is something she could do that's perfectly in alignment with what she does as a mom. And here, come here. Sorry, I got my dog out. And there's another doggy. I don't want her to chase. So, you know, it's just a way to really meet so many people's needs in so many beautiful ways. So I'm going to stop rambling. See, you can tell I'm excited about it. But I will talk to you all soon. And reach out to me with any questions. Okay, bye.